here's a story from The World.
Most of us are not getting on airplanes these days. That means your passport, like mine, is probably just sitting in a drawer somewhere waiting to come in handy again someday. For many people around the world, a passport means a lot more than just, where can I fly to next? For them, a passport is real-life validation of their national identity. Without one, some people find themselves searching for a place to belong. The World's Ariel Osoran brings us one woman's story.
Where are you from? Seems like a pretty simple question, doesn't it? The thing is, it's not always so straightforward. For most of her life, 26-year-old Heba Skandarani always gave the same answer to that question.
Pretty much, I go like I'm half Lebanese, half Palestinian, born and raised in Dubai. But then they ask me, what do you hold? Like, what's your passport? And I go like, I have no passport right now.
Both of Heba's parents were born in Lebanon, but her father comes from a family of Palestinian refugees. They fled from the city of Jaffa to Lebanon during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. And being the daughter of a refugee in that country, Heba was not allowed to take on her mother's Lebanese citizenship. So, like many Palestinians, Heba was born without an official nationality. Her only documents were Lebanese laissez-passer, or travel documents.
I've always had this obsession in finding a way to get some sort of country to defend me, to be a part of something.
Heba was born and raised in Dubai. She says she loves the place, but was always missing a sense of belonging, even as a kid.
So I went up to my dad at 11. I still remember, like, I should be thinking of cartoons and toys and stuff. I was like, Dad, I need to move to Canada. And he looked at me. He was like, what are you on about? Like, what is this? Where'd you get that from? And I was like, I need a passport or I need a citizenship. Let's go to Canada.
Heba says her parents were less enthusiastic about the idea, but she wasn't going to let it go. At 17, she started digging deeper into family history. She emailed lawyers and officials. That led her to apply for citizenship in the United Kingdom and Egypt, but that didn't go anywhere. In Dubai, Heba says, something kept nagging at her. She knew that, given her legal status, if something had happened to her father, who was her legal guardian until marriage, she would be forced to move to a refugee camp in Lebanon.
I wanted an option to choose what I want to be or to go where I want to go. You know, anything. I wanted an option. I wanted freedom.
After college, Heba got accepted to a graduate program in the UK, and she thought that might help open the door to citizenship. She got a good job, and things were looking up. But then
the company got bankrupt. My visa flew out the window, and I was like back at square one, back in Dubai with an identity crisis.
That was 4 years ago, Heba says, about the time her research online led to a big surprise.
And I just Googled and I started searching my family origins. And that's where I found out my Sephardic Jewish, I actually found that my surnames are of Sephardic Jewish origin.
The Sfaradim in Hebrew are the Jews who were expelled from Spain and Portugal in the late 15th century. They ended up in Northern Africa and the Middle East. For Heba, that family connection was something to explore.
So I went up to my dad and I was like, Dad, look, you might be of Jewish origin. And he looked at me, he's like, no, you must be crazy. What are you on about? And I was like, Baba, no, seriously, it's true.
More research led Heba to a Spanish law passed in 2015 that grants citizenship to the descendants of Sephardic Jews exiled from Spain. She also decided to take a DNA test, and that was a surprise too, because it showed that her father's side of the family had roots in Europe.
His blood type is actually of Portuguese, Spanish, and the second prominent Jewish blood type.
Heba made other discoveries. She found great-uncles and great-great-uncles with very typical Jewish names like Reuven, Jacob, Moses, and Abraham. Roger Martinez is a historian from the University of Colorado. He helped Heba Skandarani dig deeper into her Sephardic ancestry and was able to trace her family all the way back to a Jewish neighborhood in Barcelona in the Middle Ages.
For instance, in a Hebrew document dated in May of 1249, a local Jewish court in Barcelona affirmed Samuel Ascanari's gift of a vineyard as a dowry to his daughter.
Martinez says it's hard to prove definitively that Heba and her family are direct descendants, but they did keep their surname, Skandarani, even though, like many Sephardic Jews, the family converted to Islam out of self-preservation. Heba later discovered that her great-grandfather was a Mediterranean trader who settled in Jaffa. That means Heba's ancestors were exiled from Spain for being Jewish. Then, 600 years later, they fled from Jaffa, this time for being Muslim. Here's Roger Martinez again.
In the case of Heba, what you really kind of appreciate is that it challenges every kind of perception we have about identity, especially religious identity.
Even before discovering her Jewish roots, Heba says she was fascinated by Judaism. Subconsciously, she says she always knew something was there. When she was 21, she tattooed a famous verse from the Torah on her leg, from the Book of Psalms in Arabic. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, the verse goes, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. In late 2018, Heba presented her family's case to the Spanish Jewish Federation to certify their Jewish heritage. A few months later, their application was approved.
I was jumping up and down, crying and screaming, and I was like, Dad, it worked, it worked, it worked.
6 months after that, Heba got Spanish citizenship. And last month, she finally received her Spanish passport. She says she feels safe now and free. This week, the first commercial flight from the UAE landed in Tel Aviv, following the recent peace agreement signed between Israel and the Emiratis, which Heba says she supports. Now she says she's waiting for the pandemic to calm down so she can finally visit her grandfather's birthplace in Jaffa, in Israel, with her own passport. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran. From PRX.